Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Kelim, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Vav. Often we have the shear of a kibeya, the shear of an egg. So, kibeya she'amru, when we say a chicken egg, and Chazal gave us this shear in regard to a lot of things, for example, in regard to Thomas Eichlin. Can you think of anything else that the shear is kibeya, like the size of an egg? Let's see, Masechtes Sukkah. Remember anything from Masechtes Sukkah? Remember Rabbi Yehuda said the shear of a kosher esrig is, has to be kibeya? Birchas HaMozoin, you have to have the shear of a kibeya, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in order to be chayev the bench. But those are only according to Rabbi Yehuda. When it comes to Tumas Eichlem, meaning to say that food that's tummy will not be metama other food or other drink, unless this food that's touching the other ones is as large as a beya, that's according to everyone. So kibeya she'amru, this beya, we don't mean a large egg, we don't mean a small egg. Elabaneris, an average egg. How do we figure out what's called an average egg? So Rabbi Yehuda says, maybe we bring Gedoyla Shebegdoyla, is the largest egg we can get a hold of. Uktana Shebegtanis, and the smallest one. And you take a cup of water and you fill it up till the top. You take these two eggs and you put it into the water. The largest egg you can find and the smallest egg you can find. You're going to put them into the water that's filled to the top, so obviously water is going to come out. Well, the water that's going to come out, we measure it. We divide it into two. And whatever each one is, that's the shear of an average egg. Now, as we want to figure out, you take the largest egg you can find and the smallest egg you can find, so what's the average? So this is how Chazal told us we can do it. Again, what do? We fill up a cup all the way to the top, put in the largest egg we can find, the smallest egg we can find, and we measure the water that came out and divide it in half. Each half is the shear of an average egg. Rabbi Yossi said, I have a problem with this. You're saying the largest egg you could find. Maybe there's a larger one than that. You're saying the smallest egg you can find. Maybe there's a smaller one than that. Ella rather, hakol lefi datoi shel araya. We say average, we mean what you assume to be an average egg. You don't have to go measure it that way. By the way, when the Rambam says the shear is kibeya, he explains it's an egg without the shell. But let me ask you something. How come in the previous mission when we learned about Ramayim, we didn't have this whole process, take the largest Riemann you could find, the smallest one, put it into water, divide the water in half. How come we're only doing that in regard to the eggs? So a different explanation. Some say, look, most of the Riemannim were the average Riemannim. The very small ones, the very large ones weren't that common. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm not going to be matriach you to go find a very large one, a very small one. It was very hard to find. The Chazon Ish says, and when it comes to a Riemann, it's not just the size of the Riemann, it's also the shape of the Riemann that's going to determine how big the hole is. Because Riemann will come in many different shapes. An egg is more or less the same shape. So over there, it's kind of that everyone agrees, you have to just estimate. So chazing of our Mishnah, kibeya she'amru, in regard to Tumas Eichlem, again, in order for food to be metama, other food, it has to be kibeya. That doesn't mean for the food to become tummy. It doesn't have to be a kibeya to become tummy. But for tama de food to be metama, other food has to be a kibeya. It's an average beya. Rabbi Yehuda says, bring the biggest egg you can find, the smallest egg you can find. Put it into a cup full of water. Measure that water and divide it in half. That's your average beya. Rabbi Yossi says, who's to know what's called the biggest egg or the smallest egg? Just estimate what you think is an average egg.